Welcome back to Thrasher Radio. We're here with Sam Hitz.
Hello.
Sammy.
Hello, Sam.
Are we live? We're live?
We're alive in this room, all of us, yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for having me here. That's an honor.
It's a pleasure.
There's a lot more to say, but I'll just keep it short and say nothing.
This coffee is strong.
A strong brew at the factory.
Here at Thrasher, we drink boop, and we love it.
Snargle Brew.
You could be the official coffee sponsor of Thrasher Radio.
Snargle Brew.
Snargle Brew.
The darkest of all dark brews.
It's roasted in barrels.
Aged barrels buried for 10 years at a time, never seeing light until it's in your gut.
And then it has to be landed on by aliens.
For a cosmic zazz.
Is that a blend? Cosmic zazz?
Cosmic zazz. That's one blend over there with Bladder Eruptor.
That's our cold brew.
That's the cold brew. You want that on ice?
Yep. It comes in a clear can.
It's delicious.
A clear aluminum can.
You don't want to exceed 3 cans. So, yeah.
Sam recently resides in San Diego.
OB.
That's in California.
Yeah, bro.
If I remember. Yeah. You know, it's over there by the beach. We got the longest pier on the West Coast, bro. Some cool stuff going on under it. You know, if you want to partake, if you got the sand for it, dude. No pun, man.
Dude, this chair is squeaky. Can you hear that?
Ooh.
We need a chair sponsor.
I'm going to need a chair sponsor, too. Outdoor chairsman.
When was the last time you were up here, Sam?
It's been a hot minute. Sad to say, maybe 7 years in the factory.
At the plant.
At the plant. My memory ain't what it used to be, Frank and Schmitty. At the end of King of the Road, 2012.
Was Double Rock here?
Can't answer that question because I don't know.
It probably was.
Did skate the ramp down the street, but that was maybe 10 years ago.
I got photos. Me, you, Darren, maybe
Pete. Oh, that was Kill.
Yeah. Preston, actually.
Yeah.
Frontside 50-50s.
Ripping.
So sick.
Oh, man, that was paradise down the street.
Which ramp?
The one across the street. It was
the Widow.
Duffy lived there, yeah. But it was Jake's before that.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Widowmaker.
The Widowmaker revised, right?
Yeah. Was it kind of that? Or is it was in the warehouse behind where...
It's still there.
Is it?
It's 2 doors it's down from Double Rock. They're growing weed on it or something, I think.
Well,
some art community, from what I heard.
You get a better yield when it's grown on ramps.
Mm-hmm. The Mason, you know, now it says the skate light is a better reflector.
The skate light reflects vibes and sunlight into it directly.
Totally.
It doesn't like harsh noises.
No, and if you're on a good high-pressure sewed, like a good 12-on-12 off sketch, I like to do maybe a natural sunlight through the roof or something.
I like a combo of halogen and a little bit of radiant sunlight, you know?
Uh-huh.
Really just, you know, it's a hybrid thing.
Do you filter the sunlight through a UV glass? Because I don't
just,
like...
I like plastic shanty.
Oh, is that what you use?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can have it. It's old news. Whoever's listening, go ahead and take it. It's a good garage bud.
Yeah. You know what? It's a good after-dinner bud. I like to call them flowers now that we've hit the age of 2019. It's so, I don't know, it's so 1960s.
Do buds get to vote? Do they have that right? No, I mean, they get...
They totally do. Yeah. In some communities. Like,
right.
In like a free range. Or
some advanced communities, we'd have the right. They have the right to vote.
In organic communities, it does.
Sure. It gets harder to smoke them, though. Once you have that right, you're like, sorry, man, I your time to burn.
You know, I've had a bud sitting on the counter, Mr. Green Pants, for the last about 7 months. It's dried out. Can't even smoke it anymore. But it was such a good bud that when I named it, I was like, dude, I can't fry Mr. Green Pants.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I think listeners are going to understand where you're coming from with that. And that's
It's art now.
But you let it dry out and die.
I had to.
Was Mr. Green Pants like crystallized? You touch it, poof.
Yeah, it was split purple and then went into this yellow hue with these red flakes, and it glistened when it when the moonlight hit it. It was the best. That's when it looked the best.
Technology. I get it. If you would have smoked it, it would have been just like hot air scorching down your throat.
I might have taken a knee and been like, does anybody else feel the earth move? I'm feeling this.
That's some good doge.
Can you hear my heart beating?
So anyone else out there, just go ahead and name your doge before you smoke it, man. Yeah. It's a new thing. Fred.
1-800-THRASHER-RADIO. Send us your Doge.
Immediately.
We're doing a Doge thing.
Bring any tunes with you?
Naturally.
You have a list or is it embedded in the melon?
I did both. I jotted some shit down, sober as day, so you know it's going to get ugly. And then I was on the plane and just sifted through the old iPod.
When was the last time the iPod got updated?
I think just now, because it's brand new.
Oh.
It'll be smashed, and I'll give it a week.
And that's phone pod, right?
This is separate from the phone. I like to keep that shit separated. You know, I can't have a call coming in when Discord is running through my eyes.
So what? Yeah, like what if you're like, oh no, my speaker, and it's interrupted with
There's
a ring.
There's nothing worse than that. Yeah. I'll leave. I can't hear a ring.
You're on the deck, and all of a sudden your phone rings, and you're mid-slayer, and what? It's like, oh, pick up the milk, and you're like, really?
Just putting the hand down for an invert, and like. Yeah. That can't happen. Yeah. I mean, that goes for everyone. You bring your tunes to the park, turn that phone off.
Turn the phone part off if it's on the phone.
Turn the phone part off.
Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah. Is that what it is? I'm still figuring this out. What do you guys want to hear?
Tell us.
Yeah. That was right from your pocket, wasn't it?
You got any readers, Frank?
Glasses?
Yeah.
No, I can't see. You got a magnifying glass. Maybe Tom, could you read this?
Try these.
Ooh.
You look very studious in those.
That actually is a nice prescription. I got to do it the hard way.
You're getting motion sickness with those things on.
That's too crisp. I can't see life that high def.
Try running in these. It's really difficult.
Walking up steps. Today on Thrash Radio, walking up steps with bifocals.
I got some songs that I was sending.
Is that why you're here? We were just doing bifocals. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Just looking at the... What over here in that?
What does the paper read?
Let's listen to a song. Like shit, I was sending Jake randomly throughout past recent years. Shit, he'd send something to me, I'd send it back. No reply. Send some more. He'd send some back.
And this is?
This is. You're in for a treat. This is Skate Suck Die.
Yes.
This is Hubbard. Jake, my buddy Joel, and me, the old practice spot in OB, maybe a good 2 years ago, max? It's a keeper.
Jake just show up at the spot?
Jake and Hubs just rolled up. They're like, line it up! That's all I got. Perfect timing. Lined up the practice spot. Clean. Had the computer out. We're recording some shitty music, and they came in and just turned the shit into a gem.
Cool, so let's hear it.
You're going to like this. Maybe.
You world full of shrooms.
Yes.
World full of shroomies.
What was this? Yeah. This next song's wow. called World Full of Shrooms.
No, shroogies.
That took a minute.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. There was more like songs that night, but you know how it goes. It keeps going. You got to pick one.
Holy shit. That must have been epic, dude. Whose studio was it?
It was just this killer practice spot behind the burger joint in OB. It was awesome. $40. Until they kicked you out.
Right.
Everything. Drums, amps, just rolled in, bring the beer.
What's been going on down in the OB?
Usual stuff. Nothing changes down there.
You got the shed still?
Gone. Shed's been gone for a while. And I'm kind of glad because I'd still be in there with all my stuff. They dozed it.
They dozed the shed?
Yeah. For it was a garage.
In an alley? In an OB? Alley.
It was beautiful when it lasted.
Fuck, it was awesome.
It was just sick. Open air. Just have the garage door open and just at full steam. No one said nothing. Biker Jim, the neighbor, is just deaf. Mm. He didn't care.
You could just go jam and shut the door and leave. Yeah. That was the best part. Like, you didn't have to go through a hallway, into a house, down a hall, like, do anything. You just open the doors, walk to whatever you needed to do, made noise, left.
Enter, leave. Yeah. Do shit. It was best when the car was parked there. Then you can really have the door open. Mm. And just have a small bunker, but get a little some fresh air in there, you know?
It was hot in there.
Yeah, summer hours were pretty minor. That thing, we've had that thing. It traded hands. Like, Mueller had it for a minute. Between him and I, we had it for over like 10 years, that damn garage.
What was the rent on it?
A clean buck, $100.
$100 a month?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I'll take that.
How many bands were put together, played, like, you know, just like, all right, you. Like, so many rant, like,
so many configurations. Yeah, so, yeah, that's like, exactly what it was all about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have a spot to do it, make noise, and then your Jones is over. Like, damn, I can't believe I have this shit. Amps, drums. There was a fucking piano in there at one time.
A stand-up?
Yeah. It was good. That had to go once Mueller moved out and I took it over, but. It's gone. Dozed.
Damn. What's there now? Condo?
Parking.
real parking.
Yeah. Mm. Like concrete lines in the concrete.
You should just go and play a show in that spot one day.
That'd be nice the neighbors.
Paint the spot like the shed. Just put two over the top and just paint lines over it. So it
looks like ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
In the
See,
lot.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Song number two.
Want to hear some shit? Some shitty music I've been working on?
Absolutely.
You're going to hear Nod. It's Revenge of the Nerds, Obsessed Mortician Studying, Putrid Pile Goiter-esque music. Anti-music. There it is.
But it's for the children.
It's for the kids. It's for film buffs.
Ooh. It's a genre music.
And when you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah. That's what it is.
Okay.
Boom.
Definitely put that score a zombie movie to that.
Right.
Right?
for sure. Did you hear Poindexter? It's called Porndexter, but there's a scene in there where they're at the party and stuff, Revenge of the Nerds, and they get a little lit. They start, you know, the party is picking up, right? You know, the Mega Moves are over there, and like
Lambda.
Yeah.
Lambda Phi. Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Is it Mega Moves?
Yeah, and the Mega Moves.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot squad, you know, so they're partying in there, and then Porn Dexter and one of the Mega Moves are getting it on, so I just kind of ran with that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's a genre.
It's a college nerd, is it like a Phi Beta kind of thing?
It could be college core.
College core?
Were you more for Gilbert or Lewis?
Oh man. I like...
Lewis is...
Lamar.
Probably less of a puss. Wait, which one? Is Gilbert's got the glasses, right?
Yeah, I think
so. All right, no, I'm on Gilbert's side.
Yeah.
Lewis was always just kind of whatever, just went along with it and stuff. He's always sad.
Yeah. And Booger really wasn't that much of a nerd more than just Booger.
He was just the street hush.
Yeah. And Lamar.
Yeah, Lamar. Yeah. Talented. Yeah. Very talented, man. I like the random dudes in the nerd posse. They just didn't have any lines. They're just like always in the back. That's Poindexter.
Yeah.
He's the best.
Maybe you call 84 on that, 85?
Easily 84.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all the movies, the good ones that came out in 84? The list from here to the ceiling.
July 20th, 1984.
Really?
Yeah.
Not bad. Nice way to do it.
Summer heat. Summer movie.
Summer, yeah.
On the cusp of being a cult classic.
Yep.
Yeah, we're talking Revenge of the Nerds here on Thrasher Radio. Yeah.
That's right.
Movies from the 80s today on Thrasher Radio.
Call in with your favorite nerd.
Or your favorite jock. Ogre? Ooh. Was it Ogre?
It's strictly Ogre.
Yeah.
I was bummed when he turned nerd. Fucking kill that character off. Didn't work for Revenge of the Nerds 4.
No, is that when they go they go to Acapulco?
That was 3.
Yeah, 3, they go to Acapulco.
Wait, was it 3 or 2? No, that was 2.
They go somewhere.
They go on a little trip. I didn't make it. They find guns and weed.
Oh, I could imagine.
And then Ogre turns. That was the bulk of the series. I can hear Jake yelling, stop that music, baby! What is that?
All right, next one, Sam. Moving on. What do we got?
Oh, let's go on the list here. Let's play... I got a song for you. Jake's going to like this one. We're going to play a Bleeder song, Stay Away. This one's for Bob's and all the boys down there. I think they'll get it. We'll be right back.
I see it. Stay away. I heard it. Yeah.
Stay away. Stand back. Keep away. Dangerous people and toys.
Have you been to Bob's lately?
I'm overdue. I may be on, because I've been never.
Are you
I may
never
be
been?
On Bob's probation.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, I need to grab a couple pallets.
Show up with a 12-er.
You're going to go to...
minimum.
You might have to go to Tony's house and actually do yard work or something.
I know.
Like, dude.
I gotta sit the kid.
Yeah.
He's always... He's probably got a lot of housework because I always see little snippets of like his house on fire in the living room, a tree's falling. I mean, that dude's busy.
He's got stuff to do.
He's got projects. Stuff to do.
Stuff to do.
So if you're going to sleep in the van, desperate times, people everywhere, but you got to cherry pick it, would you do
okay.
under
I know
the van?
I know my spot.
On top of the van? Or bench seat, which is obvious. Or
no, but
the rare passenger sleep.
I think I've done it all. And
right.
On the floor underneath.
No, the floor is... I'm going... And you got the first two bench seats, which don't go to the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then you got that last one, which goes over the wheel well.
Yeah.
So you do... I'd go last bench seat with bags on the wheel well to make my legs don't hang off. But you still get the pitch.
Incline.
You still get the incline pitch to the back of the seat. But you tuck the seat belts in, you're pretty good.
That's a veteran choice.
I've done the roof with a tarp. That's fine.
That's my go-to, but it never
pans out the way you want.
I come off in the middle of the night. If there's no rack, it's like crinkling, like crunk when trying to get comfy and shit. Or I mean, unless you just the good old, you know, pass out up there. But that gets a little dicey.
Yeah, because you don't know who.
End up on the floor.
Or you don't know who saw you go up there, so they could move the van.
True.
That's an option.
Risky. That's one
you
to grow
need to
on, kids.
Leave the recording sign on the steering wheel.
We're in recording right now, so I'm on the roof.
I'm going to sleep right directly in front of the front left tire.
Yeah, and we can't back out.
Keys
so
in the ignition. E-brake off in neutral.
Slight incline. Chalk the wheel towards my sleeping bag.
That's comfy. You'll get a good night's sleep with that.
We had the gray deluxe van. At one point, had like somewhat of a slight exhaust leak, and I'd sleep on the floor in the back on long ones, and we couldn't figure out. I'd get up, I'd be so fucked up. People be looking at me like, "Dude, you're all right." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fucking, just fucking tired or whatever." And then we figured it out, and he'd be like, "Dude," he'd wake me up every 20 minutes, like, "All right, dude, you can't be down there anymore." Like, I'd be sleeping on the floor between the back bench and the bench in front of it. Which was an insane place to sleep while the car is moving.
You got to do it in increments, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh. Short spurts.
Yeah. What's the weirdest place you've ever slept? Have you ever slept in a tree?
Tree house when I was
tree house.
In a little tree house. But that's like...
Or like freestyle the tree. Like
no,
this
I've
branch
never,
is going to work.
No, I've never
this
freestyled
like
the
a
tree.
Nook, you tie yourself up.
Or no. The hammock tent.
Those never work.
No, I was just going to say
that.
That's
the lowest Kimball special.
Yeah.
He's all long, too. How's that even work for the guy sleeping
no
like a taco?
Clue.
Yes, but when you're like, and also your shit, you got that, like you're hooked like a banana, too. Your back is not
toast.
Stoked. Cold air running under you all night.
Not a good one.
When you get in that thing, you're like, everyone's going to be so jealous. I'm going to sleep so fucking good tonight.
Optimum sleeping. Nowhere near Poison Oak, next to
fire.
Dead Fire.
Yeah,
right.
Optimum. Everyone's gunning for that spot, but
that's no.
I mean,
that's no tent.
It's the obvious spot, right?
Yeah.
No tent guy.
No tent guy is that's your spot, and you hook the fire. You know what I'm saying? You almost like you almost spoon it, but not really. You're just like
watch them hot rocks.
Yeah, your bag's got holes in it. I like a bush. I like a good bush.
Bush
like,
nap for sure.
Yeah, bush like under something with like you could. Skittle under by the brand, like you know the bark of it, some cover. I like cover.
Cover's good. Yeah,
a little intimacy.
Mm-hmm. City bush.
Wheatberry's got a good one over on Post.
I bet
that's the guy to ask.
Yeah,
that's the guy to tell.
Under the front steps is always like you know like if you got a the little hollow wooden under there like, where you keep the garbage cans and stuff.
Yeah,
that's shelter though. I mean that's almost a house.
Or, of course, you know, you ask P-Stone, he's like, I don't sleep.
Yeah. I got this chair and a computer to sleep with.
Yeah. Oh, you hear just...
I just need a little stabilizer.
Oh, my God.
Just need a little stabilizer, Frankie. Let me just catch a couple of Zays.
We're
be out
doing
of here in 45.
This soundbite thing. All videos you've ever seen with a P-Stone audio quote in the video. You got a favorite one or two of those? Oh,
dude, I'll tell you the. I just watch it every day. I watch it like at least once a month. China Banks.
Oh, Dan, Pap smear.
It's in Chestnut Hill. My mom wanted me to get it. She said, "You got wanted me to get a Pap smear." And I was like, "Oh, filming the whole time." It levels me out every time.
My mom said, "You'll never get a Pap smear."
My mom's like, "You're never gonna get a Pap smear."
And then Don kickflips off the bench and loops out, and the board zings over and hits this dude.
It gets bad.
It gets so
bleep.
Yeah. Hits this dude in the head, so we go. There's a whole thing behind it, but it was insane. But the Pap smear quote,
everything of that clip, everything.
Oh shit!
The talking,
yeah.
To the pushing, to the sound of the bricks, to.
And I think it's
Pap smear talk in this street. Pap smear talk.
The lead
Where
up
is this coming up.
The lead up is insane. That whole like while we were sitting there, the whole talk was insane. I think it's neck sitting up on the wall, and as soon as the board goes off, it's like, oh, that hit somebody.
Yeah, you can see the silent dash, like,
dude,
and
just
turn and go.
You know when your homie's board is going to go into the street, and there's like just this one moment where everyone knows, like, no, can't help it. And that's what this board did. It just hung in the, like, we watched it, and we're like, it's going. And then as soon as it was out, it just hung in the air for that 1 second, like, fuck.
Slow-mo.
Yeah. That's going to suck. That's a good drop on the other side, 15 to 20 feet. Dude, I had a tickle. It was the first time this old guy had me by the lapels, and he's like 60, like 65, 70 years old. Just old, dude, and his hands were like rocks, and he wasn't going to let me go, and I was like, fuck. I just wanted to, you know, go down there and see if the dude was all right. And he wouldn't let me go until the cops came. And I was like, how the fuck do I get out of this? And I just put my index finger up and like, kind of like, you see this the index finger? And he's like, what the fuck? And I just jammed both my index fingers under each armpit. And he just kind of clenched his arms together and let me go. And I just ran away. I was like, you can't hit this guy. I'm like, I can't even... This guy's like, he'll die. Like, something might happen.
That's a great move.
I tickled him, dude. I tickled an old man to get away from him. Because, like, it was a full stalemate. And I was like, I'm not going to tussle anymore. How am I getting out of this?
Finger in the pit.
Yeah. Revert back to, like, little kid status.
That's a great move, man. Jot that down, kids. Yeah. The one kid that's listening.
Yeah, totally. Did that yesterday to my little brother.
He's going to go directly to the skate park and just accost someone's armpits.
They'll lift somebody up by their armpits and their finger.
Works every time.
What do we got next, Sammy?
I got this other track. Another track I sent to the old man. And then the more I listen to it, the more it reminds me of him. It's a Booze Hider song. Me and my boy Joel trading tracks on the internet, which has been my latest fun thing that everyone with a computer should do, because you can come up with some killer shit. It's called Irritated. It starts off like, booze, pills, nothing works. At work, I'm a jerk. I mean, I wasn't even thinking of the old man. And then like, wow, this I got to send this to him.
Stuck.
It's talking about hate standing in line and shit. It's all that. I'll play for you. We'll be right back.
love that one. Stand in line, listen to your erectile dysfunction problems. Fucking blah, blah, blah.
Is it Instagram?
Your feelings, I fucking care. Your feelings, I care. I
love that one. Nixon, we're going to need another speaker.
Send me the van.
The Nixon van.
The speaker shit, man.
we need a van.
I need Dodge. The latest board shorts and the most ridiculous watch.
No, ooh. Two of
I'm a neck watch.
Need two watches.
That's two. Make it three.
Schmitty needs one.
We'll send out the dogs if we don't get them sent to the plant.
I want the one that like measures your heartbeat though too and all that shit.
Oh. We don't have heartbeats.
You don't want to measure that. That's a staggered beat.
Yeah.
Pump.
I hired just some old dude in there with a bike pump that he's just constantly trying to fix. That's leaking.
Keep it going, big guy.
Yeah, you got this.
Dude, why is there a Dairy Queen at every skate park in Oregon? Like, oh, turn left at the Dairy Queen and you'll find it. Like,
they locked into a market.
Yeah.
Right.
They just got a niche. There's like somebody's like location.
One time we went with Joe Brooke and we hit Dairy Queen like 5 days in a row. So I was like, this is a lot of Dairy Queen.
And it's
a lot of DQ.
It's so fucked how like you think like, oh, Dairy Queen, just get the blizzards. Yeah. And then like, oh, you guys really do have a double bacon burger and yeah, curly fries.
You can go like 10,000 calories, no problem.
It's fan food.
Yeah.
There's a plug.
Come to Dairy Queen.
Send me a coupon. Stat. That gut rot. I mean, the kids could. I remember eating like Kentucky Fried Chicken before a sesh.
Yeah,
at the skate park, like so stoked. And I see the older dudes kind of like, keel over after that, and it's like, it's on.
Yeah, what are you kidding me? I'm all like, charged up.
I got chicken in me, man. It's go time.
I remember my homie and I would like Country Time lemonade and pick and split a pack of the snowballs. You know, with the marshmallow. Oh. With the marshmallow tops. Really. Just peel the marshmallow off, eat the cake, and then suck the marshmallow back at the end. Like, and like, okay, we could skate this log for another fucking 2 hours.
That's the young man's game.
Yeah.
That metabolism just deletes it. Yeah. Gone. Thanks, I needed that.
No, I thought it'd be a good King of the Road challenge. Like, one guy has to eat a whole bucket. From one city to the next city, one dude has to eat a whole bucket of KFC.
You have to eat a whole bucket of KFC before passing another KFC. So, and every time you pass a KFC, you got to get another item off the menu.
You might have to sign a separate waiver for that.
Totally. Bring a doctor.
Should we do another song?
Let's do it.
Oh, you got to hear this. Stabber. Scott Smiley up in Seattle, man. He gave me these songs a few years ago, and it's some of my favorite stuff, and I'd send them out to the homies here and there, but to be able to play this hot on the radio, I'm proud. This is Scott Smiley's outfit, one man outfit, Stabber. This is called Living for Today. It's pretty greasy. Check it out. I'm drunk by noon and I dress like a slut. Give me that, I give a shit. Yep. Well, I'm warming up now to it.
I like it.
No more of this.
Is that stabber or stab her?
Stabber.
Is that where you get most of the rando stuff? Like, you're networking crazy bands. Not crazy bands, but just...
comes in from, mostly our friends.
That's insane.
That have these abilities.
Yeah.
And then to record them, too. He's like, I was on a good one when this shit was going down. And it sounds like it. It was actually Skate Rock 12... The album that came out for Life of Pain, where Hubbard's appearance is on it, Shed Bad Shit, Johnny and the Dudes, Skate Rock. It wasn't Eat the Flag. It was the one after. And Smiley's song was on it as a Grindline song. And it was called No Bars Left. Another greasy
song. Oh, yeah. Song. I remember that one.
And it got on there because Hubbard just must have had the songs, too. And was like, here, take this. And submitted it.
Yeah.
And Jake's... Yeah, he's feeling that. That's epic, and that's a little tidbit. One to know.
Who was the drummer on the tour we went on?
With the glasses? Was Zakima.
Yeah, I love that dude.
Yeah.
It was a fun one.
That was a tough gig. Hubbard put him to work, man.
Which Skate Rock
Jimmy
was that?
Jimmy, too. That was the first one where Trujillo got married.
Yeah. I don't even know what to call that, because, I mean, it's existed for so long, but that was the actual first tour.
Yeah, from Vegas to Seattle. Remember the first night the car went into the hotel room next to Jake's room?
Yeah, that photo's nuts.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah. And he's standing in the doorway in his underwear? Yeah.
Man, we started out hot, hammered, and heavy, and like just got that out of the way, and everything kind of...
Dude, we were...
Like, the wheels had to turn.
Is that 2009? Vegas and Reno within 3 days, I think. We hit both those towns in 3 days with like 20-plus dudes.
Yeah. 09, 11?
It was either 2010 or 2009.
All right.
Pretty sure.
Because that's where Jake would be with the date, time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mileage.
What tricks ended up in
what
the mag?
Went there?
Oh, that's the
day. Barbara Kissinger had a waffle that day or something.
Like most points scored at the Garden.
Yeah.
Anything from 0 to 10, like, doesn't really exist to me. So it's just like, was that the 90s or what, like 2011?
That's
fair.
I never equate any part of my life with any 2000 anything.
We'll just call that the gray zone.
It was a full gray zone.
And that's fair.
It's like when you ask your mom a question, she's like, oh, that was in the 70s. And you used to think that was long ago.
I remember being like, 80s suck, living in them.
Yeah.
Get in the 90s. The 80s weren't that fucking bad. They were actually sick. Around 99 started like, these aren't that bad.
Coming back?
Yeah. We got rid of some shit there, like.
We filtered through
the shit that was whack had to get tried and put to bed. Like, no, that's not working. That ain't working either. That should never come back.
Well, you just nailed it because you said that was 99 and all that like weird shit is coming like 20 years. Like, all right, some dude is just like flap, flabble, blabble, blab, flabble, flabble, blab. All right.
Warp. Like, was that a pressure flip grab?
That was a pressure
flip. On the tranny?
With the Benihana? You did that. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're really milking that tail grab nose slide with the 1 foot out.
Dude, those 33 millimeter wheels?
Yeah. Just whittling.
Goes. Yeah. That's the best thing about it now. It's just like that,
I do enjoy that. That it's just you got it from the random whittler at the park to the dude who's longboarding dancing. Yeah. Like it's like on an old reissue from like I got the Ray Bones Rodriguez, the steel one.
It's all everything's available.
Oh, let me just disclaimer. I don't know if Ray Bones Rodriguez, he probably never had a steel Powell board, but they. I just wanted to say that because somebody's like, you fucking idiots don't know anything.
Right, right.
It's like, okay, I'm joking. Sorry.
Mail it in.
Yeah.
And next episode, we should read some of the comments on the air.
Oh, okay.
Because we really love people that comment, you know?
Yeah. Like Sam, they take almost everything right
to heart
and into consideration, too. Like, right, like.
It's so soft and open.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like good criticism. I can really handle that.
I
well.
Like unconstructive criticism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Constructive criticism, everyone can do, but unconstructive.
Fucking shit sucks.
Yeah, all the same, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, random dart throwing.
Get it right. What's a polarizer?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Oh, now I have to be honest.
What are you guys even talking about? Gray area. 99? Fucking shit ripped, bro. I love pressure flips.
Yeah. Chris Fissell, that was my shit. Yeah.
If Hits plays another one of his songs, I'm fucking walking up.
I'm out of here.
Taking a flight to the plant.
This song, I'm going to beat somebody up.
You can suck it. I'm sitting in this chair. I will subject you to with what I want.
Yeah.
I don't. Time for another song, Schmitty.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's do it. We have
a sound. These mics are good.
They're pretty good.
Wow. I got to say thanks.
I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. With the headphones, it's really a new experience.
Hear that, Sony?
Yeah. Bose. Let's go. Those are Bose. Yeah. Bose.
We got to play some of the old, speaking of that old skate rock, we got to play some old Grindline songs where it's just Hubbard and him in his van with that drum machine.
Yeah.
Are some of my favorite.
The first Cauldron?
Yes.
Yeah.
All-time favorite. He dumped so many on me, and I only know the songs by numbers.
Right.
And this one's number 7.
Okay.
And people who know, they'll recognize this song, but he's done so many versions
of it. Songs. Is it like Laredo or like...
You got this one bad?
Yeah, yeah.
Just sit back and listen.
Sean Gutierrez just called in with the name.
Yeah, he was there.
During the song, I'm actually going to call him and be like, what is this song?
All right.
I know it is number 7. Here it is.
Violin, that is amazing.
Gets me every time.
Every time that, boing!
That hit.
The rats in a cage, dude. And it's so good. It's not even. It's like spoken word. You can't even. It's like
I've said it before, and like the comments will come in, but he's skateboarding's Bob fucking Dylan.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it. I mean, once you hear it, you're like, all right, this is heavy.
This is so good. And you're like, dude.
He explains it all, song after song. It's one of the craziest things.
Lefty Malone. There's a song, Lefty Malone. And, dude, I'm like, how the fuck did he come up with these lyrics? Like, it's amazing.
Because he lived them.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he lived them.
And he's got that, sometimes I think he, like, doubled up vocal tracks.
Oh.
Grindline and Aficionados, here come the comments. He may or may not. But he's got that tone, man, where it's, like, half Ozzy, like, I don't know, man. It's mysterious.
We're just up at the ramp on this last trip, and there's a little side house that has a bathroom in it. And I walked in the bathroom, and there's a guitar with a drumstick screwed to the tuning head. And I was just like, oh, he was playing and needed someone to hit a cymbal right there. So I was like, I'll do this myself. Yeah, bing.
I mean, we can go back as far as like him and Q, and I think maybe Smiley was involved with the Wobbs. That was their old band way back.
Right.
I remember hearing about, like, I've only had my hands on a guitar a few times, because usually when I'm a kid, you know, I'm like, don't fucking touch that.
Yeah.
Leave that alone.
That's not like a toy.
All right, fine. You know, Hubbard always had equipment around the bowl house, amps, drums, just they're rotting but playing, like, just to have that. At any time.
It's still there. We played actually in the under the
at the bowl house?
At the bowl house, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Jay's got the set sitting there and all the stuff. Some of the old, it's positioned the same way it always was.
Yeah.
When he got the computer though, it was next level. He called me, he's like asking me how to like kinda install some stuff or whatever. And then like 2 days later he's like,
your mind's gonna fucking melt.
It's on.
It's on. So on.
Shit's going bio hits.
He would mess with all the, like, he had a drum machine and he knew how to use all the like all that shit. Like, he'd be up there like, all right, make a beat, get on the guitar, and then throw a fucking horn and a violin in on it, and then you're like, how the fuck?
He mastered that. I'd love to do that one day. I've just never had one, and I was like jealous of it. I was like, how does he know how to
do all
one
that
of these, man? And sure enough, he's playing. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
In the back of the cauldron and at Carbondale. I snuck in there for some cover. Shit was getting hectic, and I had to hustle in there, and he was in there, check it out, hits. And then just dumping track after track. And he was like in the middle of one, making one. A stone's throw from the park, from where all the action was.
Where people were getting shot at.
Wow. Still holding the pellet.
Still holding the pellet in the leg or the hip?
Leg.
Leg.
That's Stan. I should have.
Pete start that game up with Prey?
Most likely.
Who put the pellet in your leg?
The old lady.
No.
Yeah.
Nice.
I seen Joey pump it up a couple extra times. Like, he was going to town. I should have hustled. Like, I was like, she ain't got me. Pop.
You picked it up after that.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah, that was smart.
What's the next jam?
Next jam. Should we go hard? Let's just play one for Jake, dude. I mean, that can be any Motorhead song.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
And then typical.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Never heard it.
Never heard it. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Tobin came in. He's like, Ace of Spades, Motorhead. And Jake's like, never heard that
never
one.
Never heard that one before. Lemmy.
Iron Horse. Two Biker. Fuck that. Then I'm going to play Deterioration.
Oh, fuck it. Play Motorhead. I mean, obviously, the band's been around forever. Iron, so, I'm, like. Yeah, I don't want to dictate what you play.
Motorhead cover? Nope. Get out.
Yeah.
Jake's musical just input. He had like a whole section in his brain for music data, like unlimited gigabytes.
He would surprise you Murgle with the Dirks. Soft ones too.
Yeah. Oh, those are the ones that always would get me. Yeah. And he'd be like, you know, who sings this, and it would be like, I don't know, Captain and Tennille or something. And I'd be like, hold on, Jake, let me think about it. Nope, I don't know. And he'd rattle off like, oh, this is Mary so-and-so from 1964. Like,
Stevie Nicks track's pretty hot. She's fucking getting blown up her ass during this track.
1973, when the coke was good. It's funny, like, he'd bust on some stuff and then, like, no. I don't know, information just got stuck in his head.
For the game he was in, that's
there was no other player. Yeah, better player.
That's like people would wish they'd want chips inserted in their brain to fucking think like that.
I was looking at a Spitfire ad that was, I think it might have been the first one. It was drawn like it was from a photo of someone pushing, and it was a, it's like an Art Deco style train on a train track, and the dude's pushing like equally as fast as the train. And Felper just points and goes, psh, but you don't know who that is. And I was like, fuck. I'm like, I couldn't even fathom to guess who this was drawn after. He's like, Aaron Murray. And then fucking, I was telling Julian about it. He's like, oh, Aaron. I was like, oh, I feel like such an idiot around you too. Just fucking just full of information. And I'm like, oh, I know stuff about skate.
You could tell him about Grimple.
That's yesterday's old news, though.
You guys want to hear a treat? I got a little sample we're going to play right now of Jake doing karaoke to Michael Jackson.
Wow. No way.
Check this
That's
out.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah.
They'll beat you, they'll turn you, and tell you it's fair. Just dun dun dun. He died last year. You know what? Jacko, Wacko for Jacko. That's my fucking boy. Don't you ever come around here? You wanna see your face, you wanna be a disappear? The beat you eyes in your eyes. We're doing for so beat it. Just beat it. You better run, run, get what you can. You wanna see the word, don't be a man. Don't be eyes in your eyes. Career, just beat it.
All Schmitty. That is amazing.
That's a wow.
If you could see the video of him pulling his shirt up where he's going, Peter.
Hubbard was really into karaoke too.
Oh yeah.
He had the spot in Seattle.
Oh yeah.
Like, well, we're just going there to chug, obviously. Nope. Serious talking to the DJ on stage. Doing like Creedence or some shit. Just and then waiting his turn for the next one.
Yeah. The first time I met Hubbard was that one at the top of the hill by his house, right? Is that where the... We went there, and I was like, all these fucking guys are doing karaoke. I think Preston did it, too. I got one.
Yeah, I got one. Rocky Mountain High.
Wait for this one, Schmitty. Yeah. You're not going to believe it.
I'm going to do Bob Denver.
Rocky Mountain High all day.
You guys
all
got
day.
The potato chip.
I love subjecting humans to terrible music, but I karaoke... Tried Johnny Cash once, three words into it, out of there.
Yeah.
Never again.
Something about, like, you could sing it in the car by yourself or in the shower. You fucking every word. You see that thing come up on...
the timing's all off.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah. Is that band Nihilist still together?
You got to hear this song.
Is
no. No, they've been playing again.
But the drummer is playing with David Gonzalez or something too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rat Blacko or something.
That dude is insane. Have you ever seen that drummer? He's like Neil Peart. He's like the skinniest dude, but he's got like 5 million. He's like, go fucking crazy. He's like the Muppet guy.
Animal?
Yeah, Animal.
He put together this other outfit called Hammered, and it's out of fucking hand. Now, this is a few years old, but they captured a little bit of that tail end of Van Halen with Diamond Dave. You'll hear it instantly when we play it from start to end. I mean, I don't know how you harness that stuff, but I was like, any other everything else he did was put to bed after he teamed up with these dudes. It rocks.
Let's hear it.
Hammered. Hipster Holocaust. Breaking a sweat.
Nice.
That's that fucking codge, man. That codge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would do a little bit of water in mine.
Americano.
Water.
Because we're a bunch of pussies. Can't really drink strong coffee.
Straight to the heart.
Yeah. When Pete was in here, he played that Diamond Dave acapella.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Running with the Devil?
I think it is.
It's so sick.
And you could hear his headphones. Dan, dan. And then you'll hear him hit the whistle.
Does Dave do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Dave hits the slide whistle in the booth. It's like...
Dude, the ice cream man's out of hand.
Or it might have been the... That one, the spinner inside. Yeah.
I know exactly when that hits, man.
Yep.
See,
there's a couple.
God bless you, Upside Down, Diamond Dave.
Yeah.
That.
Diamond fucking Dave, dude.
You hear the beginning of that song, you think it's just like, you know, Eddie playing that acoustic. It's fucking Diamond Dave in the beginning of Ice Cream Man. Here comes the comments. No shit. Here's one thing. If we're on this track, it's another one I've been watching every month. I can't get enough of it. Van Halen, Us Fest, 82?
Is that the look at all the people here tonight?
Talking about this in the Clash, about having like fucking tea and their whiskey and shit. And like,
yow!
He went to war with the Clash. It was awesome. And like, it's a rough start. He's hopping around, I forgot the fucking words in the middle of it. And you can tell he's looking over at Eddie, and Eddie's just moving away. And sure enough, two songs in, they're just running on all cylinders, man.
The cocaine kicked in.
Just
everything was right.
Drum solos on, they're down there fucking getting loose. We could just play that clip.
Oh, we should.
I'll find it. I mean, it's right there.
Well, hello, Glenn Helen Regional Rock! To make an announcement right here. Can you hear me out there? Hey man, don't be squirting water at me. I'm gonna fuck your girlfriend, pal. I just want to say that as of right now, this time tonight, more people have been arrested today than the entire weekend last year, man! You a rowdy bunch of motherfuckers! Let's rock and roll, yeah! Yeah! Let us say, this is the time of the evening when the band gets to have a drink right here. I want to take this time to say that this is real whiskey here. The only people who put iced tea in Jack Daniel's bottles is the Clash, baby! Yeah.
he replaced Howard Stern as a radio host for a while. How did that not work out for him?
What?
Yeah.
Didn't really?
Yeah, when Howard Stern went to Sirius, he went to like regular radio to replace him, but it didn't work.
I don't see that happening. I sitting down for that long. I don't know.
Wait, here come the comments.
Yeah.
That's terrestrial radio, yeah. Schmitty.
Get it all wrong. I don't. Yeah. You tell me.
Diamond Dave was killing it. It was an EMT. For a while.
Yeah, rock
climber.
Imagine
fucking ODing and fucking Diamond Dave brings
yeah,
you back.
Post Van Halen. You wake up, I'm dead.
Yeah,
Diamond
you're like,
Dave.
Holy shit. Heaven is Diamond Dave. You're like, oh my God.
You did too much cocaine. Come wow. with me.
Oh, chill out, man. You'll be all right.
Diamond Dave's got you. Clear.
Diamond Dave on the paddles. Woo!
That's post Van Halen too. That motherfucker's classically trained.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
ow! He blows the kazoo. You're up, baby. Ow!
When's the damn Van Halen documentary or the movie?
Ooh,
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's bring it to life. Come on.
Pontius,
I don't care how bad it is, exactly. Dude, because it's just like, I just wanted to see fucking the mayhem, or just some of the mayhem that they pulled off.
Just visualize it. Just put it out there. Get some unknown actors in there.
Did you see the Motley one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it like that. Get Pontius to fucking crank out that as the sequel.
It was like, I was like, I can't. About to draw some stuff, and I'm looking on the fucking Netflix, and all of a sudden, it's like, that's got to be old. Put it on. It was a perfect thing just to have in the background to look up every now and again.
Just see Vince Neil.
That's a hard watch, that guy. But the best part is when Ozzy shows up.
Snorts a line of ants.
Killed it. Whoever that actor was, killed it. Best part. Just horking ants comes out, and his old lady's like onesie or something. Yeah. But because I guess that's what they, Sharon would take all his clothes.
So he couldn't leave.
So he's just like, whoop, fine, I'm going to put on this lady onesie. Ozzy's showing up any second, right?
He should be here. We got, how many more songs we got? A couple more?
I could only do this for so long. Let's do another one. Where are we going to go? I could really just bum people out with some Piss Grave or some Repulsion.
Is Piss Grave Red's band?
No, that's Piss Boner.
Piss Boner, right.
Yeah. I think the first dude to ever mic a ladder to his drum set. I mean, it doesn't get more genius than that. It's got a nice crisp tone.
Yeah.
Did you mic that ladder? Because I'm not getting enough out of it.
Let's just get this over with and play some Repulsion, Radiation Sickness.
Ready to do it.
Oh, that's some fucking Michigan Godfather grind. I got these other kids too. Fucking, they came down and played a LARB gig from Oakland, Bob Plant. They destroyed.
Who is it?
I discovered them on YouTube playing at Bob's.
Really?
Yeah, Bob Plant.
Bob Plant. Oakland, that's the name.
Yeah, it just fell in my lap.
Wow. And
contacted them. That was one on just on my own. Or actually, no, the kids from Deterioration. They were playing that show too, and they're like, "Hey, I got this. These guys, Bob Plant, they want to play too." I'm like, "You vouch for them? It's on." Looked them up. Playing at Lower Bob's. It's over. They're done. Credentials. They killed it too.
There you go.
That's stupid punk rock. I just think it was rock and roll, but that's what it is.
This essay might be in the wrong barrio.
You know where you are, gringo?
Make some noise. Sit tight.
Harder to find, but that's what I like it.
Yeah, you have to really, yeah, go to Bob's.
You gotta go to Bob's, turns out.
Yeah.
Better bring a 12er.
Yeah.
12er and a pallet, minimum.
Yeah, at least a pallet.
Yeah, and some ribeye. Well, what do you got planned while you're up here?
Just knock this out and...
You in and out, or you staying for a day?
I'm in out. Oh. I'm gonna disappear during the apex.
Before it gets too crazy. But, you know, you say
before the pallets burn out.
Yeah, I'll be there the whole time.
Yeah.
I always say that, like, I got it. Because it's as soon as you're like, I'm not having it.
There's something, dude, the pallet fire down at Potrero, though, that's something to see. Just a fire in the middle of a public park. No big deal. Huge fire.
No, fire department there, 10 seconds later. As soon as it gets over, like, they're like, oh.
Mm. I was, like, staring at the fire last time, and I'm like, wow, man, I wonder... I can't believe the fucking fire department isn't here. Look to my left. There he is.
He's standing next to you. He's
standing there. Probably it's getting warm, you know?
Yeah.
These guys again.
Yeah. That's going to be a heavy one.
It's all heavy. None more heavy.
We got one more for Jake to cancel this out on.
I'm going to play fucking Jimi Hendrix, Freedom.
Thanks, Sam.
Call it a fucking day.
Thanks for coming by, Sam.
My pleasure. You know that. Love you, Jake. Miss you. God darn it.
Jake would say, we nailed that one, Schmitty.
Another one in the can, Schmitty.
Yes.
Thanks, Sam. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.